business professionals. Learn more at reputation.com.
Time now for the Monday Morning Business News Analysis. Brian Ford joins us from RBC Wealth Management for his regular weekly analysis. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Wayne. How are you feeling?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Well, the stock markets were down for the seventh out of the past 8 weeks. Not looking so good on Wall Street.
Well, you're right. You're keeping score there, and that is true. The markets were down slightly, though it was, but yes, down. That does make seven of the last 8 weeks in a row. Wayne, I couldn't help but be reminded after watching baseball over the past weekend that if you are a baseball player and you struck out seven of the last eight times, you might be benched by your coach.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Adam Dunn of the White Sox did exactly that Saturday and Sunday in a series against his former teammates, the Washington Nationals. Struck out seven times in two games, hitting 173 for the season, but
yeah.
Still in the lineup. What do you make of that?
Well, I do think that, seriously, this is one of those times right now where in the economy, it just feels like there's just no good news.
Yeah.
You know, the questions linger. Is a second recession looming? Which government's going to default first? Greece, Spain, Italy, which, by the way, just had their banks all downgraded last week, a big downgrade. Maybe even the U.S., who knows? Another major worry is just slow, tepid growth. One slight good news for consumers is that oil has dropped 4 weeks in a row now, down 20% in just 2 months, which, of course, has led to cheaper gas just in time for the July 4th driving season. And there's this, surprisingly to some people, FedEx. Federal Express blew away their earnings estimate last week and raised earnings for 2012, saying they think next year is going to be really, really good. So that's what makes markets, Wayne, buyers and sellers on each side.
Capital One, a major Virginia business and the Richmond area's largest private employer, acquired an outfit called IMG Direct, which makes Capital One one of the biggest banks in the country.
Yeah, that was a big deal. This was announced about a week or 10 days ago. We didn't get time for it last Monday, but Capital One Financial, for the record, bought IMG Direct for $9 billion, with about two-thirds of that being in cash. ING Direct, which has carved out quite a niche as a customer-friendly online provider of good savings rates, has been on the block for some time. This sale was required as per the terms of the 2008 deal in which ING received significant help from the Dutch government, their home country. With this purchase, Capital One, as you mentioned, jumps from the number 8th position to the number 5 position. In biggest, largest U.S. banks with over $200 billion in U.S. deposits. In fact, Capital One expects this deal to add to earnings as early as next year, which is a big deal. ING alone had about 7 million online customers. The big question is, now what? The blogosphere is teeming with unhappy ING customers who fear change will be bad for that business. Some of that may be inevitable. Also, the analyst community is expecting another deal from Capital One soon to leverage this purchase and gain more market share. Reportedly, a likely candidate is that Capital One may buy HSBC's credit card business. That's a London-based bank. Either way, this deal, Wayne, is just another example of cash-rich companies, in this case Capital One, putting their money to work in a low-interest rate, slow-growth environment in order to gain business and buy assets cheaply. As they say, Wayne, cash is king.
Mm-hmm. Almost 2 minutes to go, or a little bit over 2 minutes, actually. End of the second quarter coming along, I want to ask you about that. There's a report coming out, one of the leading economic indicators, manufacturing report.
Yeah, this is a big one. An important economic report will be coming up this Friday, and it's not the jobs report, which we do cover often. This one's called the Index for Supply Management. The ISM is the acronym. Basically, this is a proxy, Wayne, for the manufacturing sector. This is a big deal. It's a closely watched reading because it is considered, as you say, a leading economic indicator, as opposed to some which are considered lagging indicators that look backward. Manufacturing looks forward. It gauges the health in the manufacturing sector, which lately has seen steady declines for the past couple months after rallying very sharply up for the past 18 months. In fact, the drop in May in this index was one of the steepest drops in its recorded history. This is also concerning because the drop in the U.S. manufacturing is happening concurrently with the equivalent ISM readings for other countries. They don't call it ISM in other countries, but that equivalent reading.
Mm-hmm.
The current level is above 50 over here, which means it's in growth mode technically, but any reading below 50 on Friday would be a significant cause for concern.
Just exactly a minute to go, and there are other things going to happen at the end of the second quarter of interest. Tell us about some.
Yeah, this week marks the end of the second quarter, and that means a lot of portfolio managers will be engaged in the time-honored tradition of window dressing. Basically, it means dumping shares of companies that have been poor performers and buying the quote-unquote prettier ones so it looks better on your quarterly report to shareholders soon. Maybe that's a tad cynical in this age of daily accountability on the web, but already, clearly this quarter with the end of the Fed's QE2 program on Thursday, managers will be faced with a dilemma of holding on to government bonds that have had the wind behind them or selling for more fertile territory. It's become clear that the easy trade of buying commodities, especially oil, and shorting the U.S. dollar has reversed. In fact, the U.S. dollar has been gaining lately at the expense of both the euro and the yen. So basically, get a financial physical at this midpoint of the year, we say.
Okay, thanks to Brian Ford.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.